Want to hear now, though, about Dr. Susan Lawler from Tralee. She's a psychotherapist in Kerry and Cork, and has won a global award for mental health, World Dignity Mental Health Community Champion, awarded at the World Federation Mental Health Congress, Westminster, London, in 2019. She was honoured, separately to that, in 2019, she was honoured with a FEXCO Kerry Heroes 2019 award for her efforts to help raise awareness on mental fitness in GAA clubs. And she's a huge involvement in the whole mental fitness and mental health side of sport. I spoke to her and talked to her about this award. It was a delayed award because of the pandemic.
The award itself is actually a world award. So I was actually awarded it in actually 2020, but because of COVID and the pandemic and everything else, it had to keep being put in off and off. And I was actually invited then to London to the World Mental Health Congress in Westminster, and it was just phenomenal. And I was actually named then the World Dignity Mental Health Champion, literally of the world. And it was phenomenal. It was kind of mixed emotions, really, to be honest with you. Even though I knew, obviously, I was going to get the award, you're still quite shocked at the time because it's such a huge accolade. The award itself was where there was literally mental health experts from all over the world put forward for this award, for the World Dignity Project, in correlation then with the World Mental Health Federation. And the experts that were put forward were just second to none. It was just an honour, an absolute honour, just to be nominated. And to win it was just absolutely... It just was absolutely just phenomenal, really. And I was honoured then by Global Vote for making an outstanding contribution to the fight for mental health and well-being for all, with equality of treatment and dignity and experience. So it was huge, really. It is absolutely huge, because I already attained numerous awards with Connect Kerry in regards to the work I do in mental health, and I got the Mental Health Community Champion Award for that. Also with yourselves and Radio Kerry and Association of Mexico, also named, Community Champion of Mental Health. Also was actually attained as well special recognition for a Hero Award, as well for my work in mental health. But this actually was done across the world, so I was honoured by Global Vote. So it was just phenomenal, really, Jerry.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
And Susan, look, you mentioned the pandemic there and how long it took. I mean, there's been obviously a lot of pressure on people, a lot of mental health challenges for people over the last couple of years, and a lot of work, I'd imagine, to be done in this area because of what people are going through and have been through.
Yeah, it's huge, Jerry. I mean, I don't think anybody realised and comprehended the extent of the negative impact COVID was going to have on people in general and also on people's mental health. And it has had a huge knock-on effect on people's emotional well-being and even their social skills, their ability to socialise again, their ability to go out and interact with one another. It has been hugely impactful in a negative capacity. I mean, people have to deal with, through the pandemic, grief, fear, uncertainty, there's been social isolation, even increased screen time because obviously through educational and work purposes, a lot of people had to work, through online means and so on and so forth. There's been huge amount of fatigue across the board, parental fatigue, where, parents in general's responsibility had to go from being a parent and then almost go into nearly a teaching role, a caring role. And not to mention the amount of people who lost loved ones through the pandemic and the huge impact. And I know that from a personal experience from losing my late brother, Dr. Martin Lawler, how difficult that is when you don't get to say goodbye, when loved ones are taken from you. And as we know through COVID and a lot of instances...
You couldn't say goodbye, you couldn't go to hospital, safety reasons,
exactly.
And health, public health reasons, and all of a sudden...
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrendous. I mean, it's extremely traumatising. I mean, it's difficult on any level, and I always look at it as, a mental health expert and clinician. Like, I look at it as us as adults struggle. Like, we struggled through it. And the difficulties of now going back into quote-unquote normal life, and it's not normal. It will never again go back to what we deem as normal, ever again. And, like, we have to bear in mind the difficulties and struggles that we go through on a daily basis. We can't even imagine what young children are going through. I mean, we have young kids who, you know, even when they're in secondary school, a lot of them would have missed the junior cert, never had to sit a state exam, and then all of a sudden, this year, it's a case of 2 years, you know, all restrictions, pandemic, all the difficulties and fears surrounding that, and all of a sudden, here you go, there's a leaving cert. Just even that piece of the puzzle. People who are walking once again, you know, pinning on once again what difficulties, what mental health conditions they're living with, you know, to be put into kind of a cocoon and then thrown back in into all the world again. It has been exceptionally traumatising for people. And I really don't think people realise the long-term effect that this is going to have. This is not something where we've opened up the world and it's a case of, okay, let's go back now to where we were. This is a case of trying to manage and trying to maintain stable and normalise people's mental health and well-being. This is just trying, we're as professionals trying to just grasp, really just trying to grab hold of the impact and the immediate impact of COVID. But this will be something that will impact us all for years to come. Years to come.
Yeah, certainly with a lot of work to be done there. And I know you look through your work in State of Mind Ireland in partnership with State of Mind UK, you're continuing on with that work, Susan, in terms of trying to get people, I suppose, their mental health fitness through sport up as well.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge, Gerry. I mean, State of Mind exists across Ireland and the UK and Australia, and we have been working non-stop, through the pandemic. I work myself for 14 months straight, 6 days a week, just to ensure that we can keep people as safe as possible. The team in the UK are doing the exact same thing. Like, whilst we started, I suppose, looking at, you know, communities and sporting communities, and I suppose the mental health and well-being and working life of sports players, that very quickly bled out into the community in general, you know, because everybody is struggling. And it's the people that we think are okay. It's the people that we think that are safe. It's the people that we think are the most outgoing. We often go, oh, sure, they're a brand. But I say to people time and time again, ask everybody, no matter who they are you okay? And even if they say, yeah, I'm grand, ask again and again. It is imperative that we make sure that we're keeping each other safe. You know, and it's, all it takes is literally one person to be kind to another person. It's very, very important that we mind one another through this. And we don't gloss over the fact that, you know, people put on this facade of happiness or contentment and we think, oh, sure, they're okay. At times, they're the people that are living with the greatest struggles. Like, we never know who we're standing outside somebody, what they're going through and what difficulties they're facing on a daily basis, you know? And I think, you know, going back to the award and it being a World Dignity Award, it's very important to understand that dignity, it's precious to everyone. And it's very, very important to be given grace, you know, to be oneself, to be valued, to be respected, you know? And for me, for the work that I do and for State of Mind and, you know, for the State of Mind team and everybody that works for us in Ireland, UK and Australia, it's very, very important that people feel safe. But very important that they realise that it's normal.
Yeah.
That they're accepted. That they're treated with justice, fairness, dignity and respect.
And that they're not ostracised for saying, look, I don't feel okay.
Exactly. It's very, very important that people feel safe. And the first step is always the most difficult. It takes a huge amount of courage for people to come forward and go, I'm not okay. You know, a lot of the times people, before COVID, before pandemic, before restrictions, they might have been a lot stronger. But with everything that happened to us,
yeah,
it's after unearthing a huge amount of mental health problems for people.
Yeah.
And for me, I value every individual that comes through the door, every person that rings, every person that I see through video call. And I see people across the globe, Gerry.
Mm.
I see people on a global basis. And these are people from all different backgrounds, all different levels of education, all different, you know, religious beliefs and all different types of struggles that they're going through. Like, it's very, very difficult. And all it takes, like, you don't have to be a mental health expert or clinician or anything. All it takes is one act of kindness to save a person's life. Just be there for a person. You don't have to have, you know, degrees, as many degrees as I have. You don't. You need to be actively listening to a person and hear them when they speak. And I often say to people, hear them when they don't speak. Like, when you're around family members and you're around work colleagues and you're around even people on a regular basis, you get to learn to know about the person. You learn to know, you know, what kind of their mood is in the morning, you know, when they're chatty, when they're not. And if they're not consistent and something feels off, ask them the question,
Are you okay? Yeah,
very important. That's all you have to do. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, and so that can and does save a person's life.
Yeah, makes a difference. Susan, listen, congratulations again, and thanks so much for talking to us about it in the programme this morning.
Thank you so much, Jerry, and thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say that, you know, I feel very privileged to get these awards, but this award is not just for me. It's for my late brother, Dr. Martin Lawler. It's for my family. It's for my brothers, my sister-in-law, my niece and nephews. It's for my friends, and it's for the community of not just, you know, where I come from, Moray Park or Tralee or County Kerry, or for Ireland, because I represented Ireland, you know, in the World Awards. This is for everybody. This is for everybody in the community that is struggling, that may go, I can't do this, or I'll never be able to do this. This is to show them to believe in yourself, that no matter where you come from, no matter what you do, you can get through it.
Yeah.
And there's always light at the end of the tunnel.